You're listening to The Point. The conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians is long and fraught and is beyond the scope of our discussion today to discuss its full history. But we touch on a part of the story that's perhaps not very well known. It's the story of Palestinians who've been living as refugees since 1948. Joining us to talk about that history and life today for Palestinian refugees is Amina Aleshgar. She and her parents are Palestinians born as stateless refugees in Lebanon and have never lived in their own country. Amina is back in the United States on a speaking tour to tell her story and the story of other Palestinian refugees. Amina, welcome to the program.
Hi.
So what happened in 1948 that caused so many Palestinians to flee?
What happened was what we call in Arabic the Nakba, which is Arabic for catastrophe. Many Palestinians, like more than 700,000 Palestinians, were coerced to leave their lands and houses and homes in Palestine so that the state of Israel would come to life.
On the speaking tour, you were traveling with an 85-year-old woman who's been living as a refugee in Lebanon for 70 years. How does she describe the circumstances around her family leaving?
So she can, you know, describe it better than me because you're asking me about her, but what I can say from my side is that it's pretty difficult to be living as a refugee for 70 years. And, you know, after you've been living in your land, your house, around your own neighbors, and then just, you know, find yourself living in the middle of nowhere after you lost everything, your house, your land, and having to live, you know, in the forest or in just nowhere without anything, it's really difficult. And then having to live in a refugee camp, it's more difficult.
Yeah. Now, you were born in a refugee camp in Beirut, Lebanon. Can you describe what the camp looks like and the daily living conditions?
The camp is a very, you know, it's really much how it sounds like. You know, it's a very crowded place. My camp is less than 1 kilometer square area, and it has more than or around 50,000 people living there.
Wow.
So you can imagine how much, how crowded it is. And in addition to that we do not have, you know, proper, like, really simple stuff, maybe to you that it would be like something that you have all the time, but we don't, like water, our electricity.
What are the opportunities for school or work?
So nearly 95 Palestinian refugees rely on the UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees. They have schools, but they're not so good schools. And it's facing, the UNRWA is facing now some financial problems, so the quality of education is getting worse. And those schools are, of course, outside the camps because, you know, the camps are so crowded, as I mentioned before, they are outside. Mm. And most of the Palestinians don't get graduate or, like, they don't go to universities because it's too expensive for them. And you know, putting in mind the fact that Palestinians don't have the right to work in Lebanon, so it's going to be really difficult for them to find a job and then go to university.
Mm. How has the conflict in Syria impacted life in the refugee camp?
You know, pretty much it aggravated the problem because many Palestinians, like, let's talk about the work sector, like, many Palestinians rely on black market. They had to go and work illegally in Lebanon and getting paid less than the Lebanese people. And then after the Syrians came, now Syrians get paid less than Palestinians. So now even Palestinians cannot find jobs.
Hmm. Lebanon is not the only country with Palestinian refugees. What other countries have camps? And do you know how many total Palestinians are living as refugees?
How many Palestinians are living as refugees? It's, I think, around 5 to 6 million Palestinians around the world. But the refugees, like where they live in camps, actual camps, we have that in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. We have in the West Bank and in Gaza.
Mm. And what prevents you and other Palestinian refugees from returning?
This is the Israeli law, because we are originally, we came from the lands that were occupied in 1948, where Israel is now. So it's not good for Israel for us to go back to Palestine or to return to Palestine. So that's why we cannot go back.
So what is your citizenship?
I don't have a citizenship. I'm stateless.
So do Palestinian refugees have the ability to leave the camps and try to apply for asylum or citizenship in other countries?
Well, many Palestinians used to do that. Some Palestinians are now trying to do so, too. But in light of the Syrian refugee, the Syrian crisis, it's getting harder. And the priority goes to the Syrian refugees now, because for, you know, any other country that wants, that Palestinians want to seek asylum too, it's like they say you don't have a war, like speaking of the Lebanese refugee camps, you don't have a war going on, so you don't have to seek any asylum. Mm. So it's really difficult for us now.
Mm. Now, you were traveling on this talking tour. Did you have difficulty getting a visa to come to the U.S.?
Well, yeah. We had to apply for the visa twice. For me, and actually when I took the visa, the officer was like, you're not eligible to take the visa, but I'm just giving it to you because you have an 86-year-old lady going and someone has to go with her, so that's why I'm giving it to you.
Hmm. So,
we faced some problems in each airport we had to go to or we passed through.
Hmm. Do you believe that a two-state solution will ever come to pass?
You know, like, even politicians and really experienced politicians say that the two-state solution has just died, and it's not going to revive, or nothing is going to revive it anymore, because, you know, the Israelis have so many settlements in the West Bank where it is supposed to be Palestine according to the two-state solution, and I don't think that the Israeli government is going to just dismantle any of those settlements. And actually, the Israelis themselves say so. Like Netanyahu said that he's not going to dismantle any of those settlements. And he believes that Judea and Samaria, which is the West Bank, is their right. Mm-hmm. So the Israelis do not want this solution. And they say so out loud. And I don't think that anyone is going to force it on them. So I don't think it's really applicable, although the Palestinian Authority said that they are for that solution. But as far as the Israelis don't want to, so nobody's going to care about what the Palestinian Authority wants.
Are there some Palestinian refugees within the camps who see their future not in Palestine, but as citizens of other countries? And are there efforts for some to push for asylum?
See, even the Palestinians who go for asylum in any other country, European or the U.S., the moment they get the new passport, the first thing they do is that they go to Palestine and visit it. And anyone who can, you know, live there, they just stay there. They don't leave it. So even if any like Palestinians go and get any other citizenship, they're just going to go and live, you know, they're going to return, you know, in a way that says, even if Israelis don't want us to return as refugees, we're going to go take another country's citizenship and return.
You have never been there yourself, right?
No, and, never been.
And so is that how you would see your future as well? Is that what you would do if you were offered citizenship somewhere else?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Now, as you travel in the U.S. on these speaking tours, what surprises you the most about how Americans view the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
So what amazes me first is that the amount of Americans that do not know anything about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, although The U.S. government is a major player in this conflict. It has been a major player since 1948. So this is the first thing that surprises me. Mm-hmm. And, like, how their government is actually doing, it's harming us as Palestinians and really supporting the Israelis on all bases. So this is one of the most things that really surprised me.
When you return to the refugee camp in Beirut, what are some of the questions your fellow Palestinians ask you about America?
Well, they asked, do we actually have supporters in America? Like, do people actually care about what is happening in the refugee camp? And the second one was, are they actually going to do something?
Amina Aleshgar, she'll be giving a talk Sunday, September 4th in Harwich. We'll have a link with more information about the talk and their tour of the U.S. at our website, capeandislands.org. Amina, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.